This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk. Today, I wish to say thank you to all of the African-American men and women in my life who have mentored me and welcomed me into leadership in the boating and sailing communities. Thank you to Lenora Clark, Staff Commodore of the Pacific Interclub Yacht Association, who greeted me as a new delegate from Berkeley Yacht Club years ago, and not only makes me feel welcome every time I see her, but worked with me to organize the USPS Building Bridges of Peace special postal cancellation that acknowledged the 98th anniversary of the PICYA. Lenora has been involved in leadership and boating advocacy at the state and national level for years. Thank you to current PICYA Commodore Robert Willis, who is also a member of the Ebony Boat Club founded in 1987, an active African-American boat club in Northern California that has members from ages 20 to 70 years old. This morning, I was thinking about the collegiate sailing team at Hampton University in Virginia. Hampton University is a traditional African-American school that grew from its first teacher, Mary Peake, in 1861. It has a proud tradition of education that started with some courageous people with vision and dedication and became a well-established accredited university whose alumni are a proud part of our American history. I also wish to warmly acknowledge Marie Rogers, who accepted my idea to create SailSport Talk as the first continuous programming for sailing in international 24/7 sports talk broadcasting. Marie introduced me to key people who continue to this day to be a support to our programming. She and I have had marvelous ongoing conversations about current events, past history, and on the subject of community sailing. Thanks to Kevin Battle, Commissioner of the U.S. Rugby Division 1A, who has been a guest on our show and a sailing enthusiast with an impressive history of leadership in U.S. rugby. Thanks to Postmaster Abraham Cooper, another guest on our show whom I've worked with on a number of occasions in his roles as Postmaster of San Francisco. He is now in leadership at USPS in Washington, D.C. I am the grateful recipient of knowledge, introductions, and mentorship of these wonderful men and women. And I just want to say thank you for your leadership, your warmth, and friendship. At this time in our history, I wanted to give acknowledgement to these people without whom I could not have done what I do today. This is Karen Lyle of SalesPort Talk.
Christopher Cross, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA. Rick Tittle with you, Titillating Sports, a Tuesday at 9:40. This is what we do at this time, is our customary segment with co-host Karen Lyle. We check in with SalesportsTalk.com, and at some point we will be joined by Roz DeVries from the Island Yacht Club over in Alameda. But Karen, first of all, welcome back. And something that I didn't realize is that every year in Northern California, one of these yacht clubs will lose their lease or their license. Is this correct?
Well, some yacht clubs are not owned. They don't own the land. They own the club that's on the land. And so if the city makes a decision about development and sells that land or gives that land as an opportunity for a developer, then they might indeed lose their lease on the building that they've built actually for that location. So that can happen.
All right. So yacht clubs around the world, and you've been to a lot of them. What would be some of the ones? I mean, how can you go about joining one of these?
Well, every yacht club has a different flavor, as it were. In America, we have a lot of yacht clubs, and I would say the majority of our yacht clubs are member-owned clubs, which means that the members collectively together own the club, and they serve as the membership. So you've met a lot of Commodores over the last couple of years, and those are elected officers. And so, for an example, I belong to two yacht clubs. One is the Los Angeles Yacht Club in Southern California, and the other is the Golden Gate Yacht Club in Northern California. And both of those yacht clubs basically manage and own their buildings. And they are a social club that provides a lot of warmth and support. And usually to join, you just need to get to know the members, and it's very easy to be invited as a guest as you if you are interested in yachting, because these clubs are very open to new members. And, you know, anyone who shares an interest in boating can usually get a good start by basically just, they could even just, you know, go say hello at a club or talk to somebody who's a member, or, you know, just pop me an email. I'll introduce them to a club that's nearby.
Well, speaking of a club that's nearby, let's pop over and say hello to Roz DeVries. She's from the Island Yacht Club in Alameda. Roz, welcome to the show. How have you guys dealt with the last 12 months and the restrictions and such things? And what's the struggle been like for you guys?
Yeah. So, hi everyone. Look, it's been a really interesting, time for us due to the fact that we actually lost our clubhouse. We're a 51-year-old club. For a good 50 years of that, we did have a physical clubhouse. And, you know, as was described, very much the model where people would turn up, get to know the members, and they'd have a physical space that they could they can enjoy together. What happened to us, actually, at the on New Year's Day of last year is we received an eviction notice due to the fact that, you know, the whole area got... The land that we're on effectively had been sold to a new owner, and they wanted to redevelop the space. So in a way, it was a bit of a blessing and a curse. You know, the timing with the pandemic, yes, it was, you know, a really terrible thing that we lost our 50-year-old clubhouse. But, you know, at the same time, the pandemic did hit in March, so just a couple of months later, and we were really forced to make a pivot to digital. So, you know, on the upside, you know, we just stopped paying rent basically at the beginning of the pandemic, which in a way kind of just freed up resources. But it was also a real reckoning for us, and we had to very quickly pivot to from how to, you know, look after our membership in a physical space to a digital one. And so, you know, it's been really interesting seeing how clubs have been had to reckon with that, really, in the last 12 months. For us personally, we were really forced to do that because we wanted to continue existing as primarily, you know, a racing club, but of course a social club as well. And we did want to continue serving the people of Alameda and beyond. But, you know, for us really, you know, the only way to do that, sans a clubhouse, is to really work out how we can use tools like Zoom or, you know, create a digital space on a website or even Google Groups to really get our membership and engage them as well.
Well, Raj, it sounds like that you have taken, you've now become a paper club, but you have taken that and made it an electronic club, which is a new phenomenon, because a lot of paper clubs mostly rely upon going to other clubs for their meetings and events and gathering in different yacht clubs, but since so many of them are closed, now you've evolved something new, it sounds like. How is the friendship and the camaraderie amongst your members?
Yeah, so, I mean, the great thing is, you know, again, we've had this 50 years of history behind us and 50 years of community. Of course, it's been very difficult for some members, especially, you know, we've got, you know, older people in our demographic to really make that very sudden switch to the online format. However, we've tried to make it as accessible as possible. I'm sure you all know people that have embraced the Zoom meetup format very quickly into the pandemic, regardless of their age, just because that's been the only way to see their family and friends, right? And so in the sort of digital yacht club age, we've really just tried to mimic that as closely as possible by having things like monthly meetups where people can dial in just like they are dialing into, you know, a friend's birthday party or something like that. Of course, you know, we are very much a have to keep things very, very structured. And so we spend time talking about club updates and what's happening on the racing calendar and when the next marine diesel class is happening. And all those things are, you know, the marine diesel class was completely virtual as well. But we also try and create space for people to just talk to each other casually and, ask each other what's going on, what's happening in your life. You know, where you weren't able to go cruising in the South Pacific this year, what have your plans been since then? So, that's been great. Google Groups has been an interesting one as well, being able to create a space for people to ask questions like, you know, locally in Alameda, who is your go-to marine surveyor? And so it's been great to see that develop and grow and continue to get engagement from people, both in Alameda and now because we're online, from well beyond. Now, all of a sudden you can be in Washington or you can be in Mexico and you can join a yacht club and take part in those conversations too.
Rick Tittle with Karen Lyle and Roz DeVries. Roz, am I hearing a little down under in your accent there?
I got to tell you, I gave it away. Well, you know, I'll put it this way. After the America's Cup, I think the Australians have definitely proven themselves as far as sailing goes. you got it. You're right. You hit the nail on the head. I'm actually from Sydney, Australia, now living in Alameda.
Got you. And one more question. Excellent. Real quick. Do you know, Roz or Karen, one of my favorite restaurants in Oakland is called Broadside. It's right there on the estuary on Brooklyn Basin, and it's a former yacht club. And it's now a restaurant. So there's another yacht club that went away. Do either of you know what yacht club that was?
Oh my goodness, was that Metropolitan? I'm just trying to think because we have had, historically, a little bit of turnover. I did hear about one called Metropolitan, but then again, I also know that I believe Oakland Yacht Club had a site on the Oakland side initially, and then. Then it made some move at some point to Alameda. So I'm not really sure what that site is particular, but I will vouch for Broadside. We have actually had member lunches there because the space is fantastic and they still have guest slips open, which is phenomenal for people on the Alameda estuary.
Right. Karen?
Yes. Well, I don't know the answer to that as far as which location, what it was formerly, because I'm
Either Metropolitan or Oakland, we can go with that.
Yeah, I do know about Oakland changing sides. There was quite a bit about that because the Oakland Yacht Club basically moved over to Alameda. So they're in Alameda, but they're called the Oakland Yacht Club. So,
yeah.
But Oakland Yacht Club really serves a very important, function for the relationship between all of the yachting community and the Coast Guard, and I attended an event at the Oakland Yacht Club when the rear admiral for the Coast Guard for all the Pacific Coast, from Canada on down almost to Mexico, basically came into his office, and that's kind of an opportunity for the Coast Guard officers to meet the commodores of all the different clubs of the Pacific Interclub Yachting Association and be able to communicate and establish relationships, which really helps drive down accidental deaths, because the yacht clubs also serve a function of helping to educate the boat owners who are new or people who are going out and crewing on boats, whether racing or otherwise, to what safety practices are. So, it's not just a social function, but also a safety function that yacht clubs serve. Roz, do you have things that you do with the auxiliary for the Coast Guard and other things to help encourage your members on safety practices?
You know what? So we haven't been doing that actively in the last year, but previously we had a really, really great, well, actually we hosted the Sea Scouts. Similar kind of group, but with a younger demographic. But, the truth be told is that, we have Coast Guard Island just across from Alameda Marina, which is still our sort of spiritual and racing home where we still host our races and whatnot. And they're fantastic neighbors. They really, really are. Look, I honestly say that, with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, they do the Dock Walkers program, which I really feel like in the post-pandemic world really should get a lot more attention, because as far as boater safety goes, it's you know, it's great being able to put up flyers and things, but actually having like people on the dock, which is what the Coast Guard Auxiliary does, like people on the dock that go around and do safety education on the dock is awesome. And, you know, as for us, like, we really want to look forward to being able to host that again at Alameda Marina, just because, like, you know, I think it's great for us. It's great for the community. It's great for the Coast Guard as well, to have that really strong, maintain that strong tie with the local boating community.
There she is, Roz DeVries from the Island Yacht Club, avid sailor, community firebrand, has served with the American Red Cross, blood transportation specialist, disaster responder, and the pride of both Alameda and New South Wales. Roz, thanks for your time, and let's catch up down the road.